Welcome to another exciting episode of The Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle. And if you haven't done so, go ahead, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another exciting episode of The Podcast Project. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode of The Podcast Project. As always, I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording Episode 7, Leaving Our Legacy. Today is a very exciting episode. Not only is this the last episode in Season 1, but as of May 1st, our podcast was renewed for a second season on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And so what that means is with Season 2, you can stream our new episodes on either one of the platforms. One of my goals is to have additional platforms available so that you can stream my podcast. So I just want to take a moment and to give a special thank you to your dedicated listeners. I appreciate all the dedication and support for those who have made this possible. I just checked the stats today, and according to my report, currently we have nearly 200 active listeners. Our goal here at the Podcast Project is to have 500 active listeners by the end of Season 2. And I know we can do it. All we have to do is continue to like and share our content on our Facebook page. With Season 2 coming up, starting June 1st, we are launching our 100 Days of Summer promotion. This promotion will run through September 8th. With our new season, I really would love to get our listeners more involved and invested in our content by hosting QA sessions, contests, and introducing segments like the one I have coming up called What in the World. What in the World is a new segment that I'm introducing, and it has not so serious stories that are shared around the world, like this one here. Recently, a baby was born at a grocery store parking lot in England after a passing ambulance didn't stop. According to officials, when the father of the baby was trying to wave down the ambulance, the paramedics just drove right on past. Now, the paramedics thought he was just saluting them for all their hard work. So instead, the couple had to deliver their child right there in the parking lot. According to the report, mother and child are doing just fine. Now also, hotel check-in rates are down by 70% nationwide. Now, you know 70% is a massive margin. With all the rates going down, it's bad news for one specific group in our population, the bedbugs. According to experts, young bedbugs will die approximately 20 days if they don't have flesh to feast off of. Adult bedbugs can only last about a few months without a warm body for substance. So depending on the current pandemic and how long it goes on, it could possibly wipe out the entire bedbug problem in the North American market. So silver lining among this pandemic, we may not have a bedbug problem for much longer. Alright, so that concludes the What in the World segment. If you enjoyed it, if you have any comments or any stories that you would like for me to share here on the segment here, you can email my show by just visiting our Facebook page at The Podcast Project and just hit that send us a message button and let us know your thoughts or if you have anything you'd like us to share. So today we are going to talk about your legacy. Your role that you play in the universe. Believe it or not, you do play an important role in life. Before we dive into developing a legacy that you can be proud of, I want to give you guys a different perspective. So I want to change your perspective a little bit here. So many of you may know that the world has been around approximately about 4.5 billion years. Now, if you would take that 4.5 billion years and convert it into one single calendar year, so just one calendar year, so now 4.5 billion years is equivalent from January 1st, midnight, representing the beginning of life, so when the world came in existence, till December 31st, the end of the year, will represent the current moment, the moment that we are here and now. Now, if my math serves me right, each calendar day will represent 12 million years. So just think about that for a second. It's an insane number. So each day will be equivalent of 12 million years. In this scenario, and if you're working with that in mind, simple bacteria will start popping up right around February 25th. It would take right around 55 days times 12 million years for simple bacteria to come in existence. Simple life forms will eventually turn into more complex life forms like fish. Now, fish wouldn't arrive until right around November 20th. So with that in mind, the majority of the year is already gone. Majority of the year has been dominated by just simple life forms like bacteria. Now, like I said, fish wouldn't arrive until November 20th. Plants on land would arrive a couple days later, around November 22nd. Now, right around Thanksgiving time, November 24th, dinosaurs would arrive. Then they would go extinct on Christmas Day. Now, our first ancestors wouldn't arrive until, get this, they would not arrive until December 31st at 11:36 p.m. So, with this in perspective, humans have only been alive for about 24 minutes out of the entire year. In everything that has happened in all of recorded human history, in thousands and thousands of years, would have only happened in the last few minutes of the year. Now, is that mind-blowing to you? Because I know it's mind-blowing to me. Literally, everyone we know, all the wars we fought, all the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Depression, would have been only equivalent to the last minute. Now, why do I say that? Is it to make you feel that you're insufficient? To make you feel like nothing matters? No, actually, because I want you to think of the opposite. Because I know you're listening to this episode and now you're thinking, well, you know, my life doesn't matter, or now I'm even more depressed. And I want to show you what is holding you back from your greatness. What is holding you back from fulfilling your legacy as a great person? Because whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It is insufficient. If you think about it, this thing or this person that's stealing your joy, your happiness, and regardless how long it's been, maybe it's been the last few weeks, a month, or a year, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's a microscopic time that we just discussed in that time frame. The people who are judging you on social media, like Facebook or Instagram, that might share a different opinion than you, doesn't matter. Your political viewpoints, and if that someone is voting for a different candidate, again, doesn't matter. The best part is it doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter, and that's the best part. Now, you can focus on you and start focusing on building your own legacy and living the best freaking life that you deserve, because you are no longer going to be held back on other people's opinions, viewpoints, or what they're saying. It doesn't matter. What matters is you, because you do have an important part to play in the universe. And what a real shame it would be for you to forfeit your gift that you have because of someone else's viewpoint of you. So the other day I was listening a podcast about the solar system, and it's mind-blowing. I love thinking about, you know, how long humans have been around, or how massive the universe is, how far the sun is away from us, which is 93 million miles. I can't even comprehend 93 million miles. I mean, that's just a massive number. And how it only takes about 7 to 8 minutes for a beam of light from the sun to reach us, 93 million miles. And that's not mentioned like the stars that we gaze on every night, how they're billions and billions of light years away. I mean, it's mind-blowing if you think about that. We are designed to stand out. We are designed to do so much more than what we are doing now. These so-called problems seems a bit insufficient, don't you think? After we're talking about the solar system, these worries that are holding you back, you know, doesn't matter. The judgment of others, again, doesn't matter. The fear that you have shouldn't matter. When we let go and focus on us for a change, it makes life a bit easier. Life is beautiful, and you weren't just created to just pay the bills and die. You were created with a purpose of nothing matters, because in this last few minutes, what we do does matter. Now, let me tell you something. If something doesn't matter to you, say if you have a problem that comes up and you say, well, you know what, in 5 years it's not going to be a big deal, whatever. So I honestly, from this perspective, from this scale that we talked about of life, I wouldn't worry more than 5 minutes about it or think about it. Don't dwell on it. Because if it won't matter in 5 years, don't waste your time today in worrying about it. Because there's not a redo button in life. You know, there's no, hey, you know, I'd like to start over. We need to spend our time investing in ourselves to find our purpose. And then on those off times, spend it with the people that matters, our kids, our spouse, our family. Be a positive image. Be ready to stand out because, baby, you're born to thrive. Let's start living out your God-given legacy today. So that is all I have for today's episode. If you love today's episode, please share it with someone you love. I would greatly appreciate that so much. We only grow when you share our messages, our content. From the bottom of my heart, I just want to say thank you for all of your continued support and love. Now I'm going to leave you like I leave you guys every time, to make it your mission to inspire and to be a blessing in someone's life. Again, I appreciate you so much, and I hope you guys have an amazing day.